It's time to talk money. Now, while many of us are perhaps using contactless payments, debit and credit cards, money still plays a big part in day-to-day life. That's the coins and the notes themselves. And more now, they are becoming accessible or easily identifiable, whether it's using technology or just touch. Well, the latest of the British notes from the Bank of England is being launched, and RNIB has worked to help make the note more accessible. Now, we have with us Cathy Rundle from RNIB. Cathy, great news that more and more of the denomination bills are becoming more accessible. Is that something the Bank of England was very keen on?
Yes, it is. RNIB have worked for a long time with the Bank of England. We worked with them on the original paper notes, making sure that they were different sizes and different colours to help people identify them. And when the polymer notes came in, there was the opportunity to put tactile markings on them, and we worked quite closely with the bank on those.
Do you know, I even forgot about that, Cathy, about the different size notes, because I know when I've been abroad, you know, whether it's dollars or euros, they're all the same size and not much difference, is there?
No, and that was something that we worked on with the bank to make sure that they kept the different sizes, because with the paper notes, that was really the only way a blind person could differentiate them.
Now, the polymer notes are becoming more and more common now. They're almost indestructible. And we've talked in the past about some of the notes, like the £10 note, if you like, being more tactile and having different colour combinations as well. Has that carried through with the new £20 note?
When you feel the £10 note, there's two clusters of dots. They're four dots together, four braille dots, but they're not intended to be braille. They're intended to be a tactile marking that you can easily feel, so a non-braille reader can feel it easily as well. And there's two clusters of the dots. On the £20 note, there'll be three clusters. So you start feeling and you count the number of clusters you have, and that will tell you whether it's a £10 or a £20 note.
Okay, and there's a new face on the note as well. It's Turner. So is the note very picturesque?
They are very nice, actually. They're still the purple colour, which is kind of my favourite colour, so I like the purple. And they've got Turner on. They've obviously got the Queen on the front. It's a nice colour. They've got the windows on with holograms, so words change or pictures change on them. So I think they look nice, but they do still have the white border at the side with the 20 denomination clearly written in quite large font against the white background, so it contrasts well.
Okay, so how does RNIB give advice then? Do you have user groups, or because you've done this before, is it quite easy to say, well, this is what has to happen?
When the polymer ones were coming out and the bank was talking about tactile markings, they defined some sets of tactile marking themselves based on, I think, what they could do in their printing process. And they then provided us with sets of the notes. So we had blank notes. They didn't have any visual markings on. They were just the blank pieces of polymer, but with the tactile markings on. And we had four notes, so 5, 10, 20 and 50. And we then got 50 blind and partially sighted people to come in. We gave them a set of the notes and we mentioned what the markings were, and then we asked them to sort the notes as they might do at home into a wallet or a purse and checked whether they got that right. And then we asked people to stand up as if they were in the shop, so carrying any bags or holding their cane or dog. And then we acted as a shopkeeper, and we could be have, you know, £25 please, or this is going to cost you £50, and we asked them to give us the money, tell us what they'd given us so that we could check that they got that right. And then we handed them change. Sometimes we gave them the right change, sometimes we gave them the wrong change, and sort of, can you tell the difference when you're putting it back in your purse? And we tried to make people sort of feel, you know, do it as if they were in a shop, so not spending ages putting their money away as if there was a queue behind them. And we did that for each of the sets of markings that the bank had provided us with. And so each person handled each note several times. We then had a look at the accuracy of whether people had made any mistakes and what mistakes were made. And then the bank used that to decide on the final set of markings to be used on the notes.
I had no idea so much went into it. I thought oh, here's some colours and some dots, just put them on and that's it.
No, because it was a one-off. They were the markings that are going to be used on the notes going forward. So we wanted to make sure that they were something that people could use, and we wanted it to be as realistic as we possibly could, because we wanted to make sure that people were going to be able to recognise them.
Cathy, when do we get our hands on them?
They're being released in 2020, and as soon as we've got the date finalised, we'll let people know and we can tell people a bit more about it just before launch.
And we will, of course, let people know. Cathy, can't wait to get her hands on the money itself. But for the moment, to Cathy Rundle, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.